If you're a driver, you may feel frustrated with the traffic or with other people who shared the road with you, particularly cyclists. A new study has found a lot of drivers see bike riders in a dehumanizing way, and this is affecting safety on the road. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
Researchers at Monash University and Queensland University of Technology were curious to know how drivers and cyclists view each other on the road. Specifically, they wanted to see how dehumanized their views of the other had become. Director of the Centre for Accident Research and Road Safety Queensland at Queensland University of Technology, Professor Narelle Howard, says the idea came from the concept of racial dehumanization.
We'd heard a lot from cyclists that they were being harassed or treated aggressively by drivers, and we wanted to look into that. One of our co-authors had done a lot of research into dehumanisation, the idea that people from other groups, whether they be other nationalities or other skin colours or religions, were thought to be not completely human. And so we wanted to look at whether that applied on the road as well.
The research asked participants to rate how they perceive cyclists on a scale, and the conclusion is staggering.
So we used some of the dehumanisation scales, the traditional ape to man scale, but also a new cockroach to man scale. And we actually asked drivers where the average cyclist fell on that scale. And we found that drivers who didn't ride a bicycle, more than half of them said that cyclists weren't completely human. And even 30% of drivers who rode a bicycle said that cyclists weren't completely human.
Professor Howard says their research didn't include aggression between drivers and cyclists.
We knew that behaviours, which people sometimes refer to as road rage, but I prefer to talk about as aggression, we knew that happened and we knew what sort of behaviours were happening, but we really wanted to get at what was behind those behaviours. What was it in the minds of drivers and even of other cyclists in terms of why did they do those things?
But the research did look at drivers' attitudes toward bike riders, and Professor Howard says aggression is a part of the problem.
We didn't ask what are the reasons why you don't think they're human. We asked them to rate how human they were, but we also asked the same drivers about their attitudes to cyclists. And so there's a scale which has various aspects, like drivers are not trained to look out for cyclists, or many cyclists on the road have not learned to ride properly. It's frustrating sharing the road with cyclists, and so on. So we asked them on that scale, and we found that their score on the dehumanisation was associated with those attitudes, but it was also associated with their admitting that they had been involved in direct aggressive acts towards cyclists.
But the issue still remains, and changing people's perspective might reduce the dehumanization of everyone. Professor Howard says changing the way we refer to road users won't make the problem go away, but it may trigger a different view on the road.
I think that part of the issue of dehumanization is to thinking that cyclists are another group which is different from us. And part of that may come down to using the word cyclist. And maybe we should start thinking of that there are people on the road. Some people are in cars, some people are on bicycles, but we're all people. So I think that's part of it. I'm not saying just to change the words, but I think to change our attitudes that we are all wanting to go somewhere and we all need to share the road.
This study is just the start of understanding the issue, and more research is needed.
What we have published is just a preliminary study, and we'd like to actually do some more. We'd actually like to ask drivers how human they think other drivers are. And we'd also like to ask drivers and cyclists how human they think different types of cyclists are. The racing cyclists, children, you know, people riding to get groceries and so on. We want to get a better understanding of what's really happening.
That story was by Eduardo Jordan.